Hey everyone, welcome to Comedy History 101. We have a brand new episode for you today on the history of Here Comes the Judge, one of the first comedy memes. Oh my god, that sounds so interesting. First, a few plugs. Hey, take some time and comment and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. It kind of helps us out with advertisers. And you like this podcast, that's why you tuned in. So come on, show us some love. Also, I have a new book out that's selling like hotcakes, in the sense that it should have maple syrup poured on it because it's spongy and should be eaten for breakfast. The book is called Tribe Spotting Undercover Culture Stories. It's all about my exploits going out undercover and infiltrating extremist groups. You can find it on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or anywhere where you can find books online. And with that,
everybody's so stupid.
Good thing about doing comedy in Russia, you have captured the audience.
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Comedy History 101.
Fall in line with this coat is neat. Peace, brother.
Uh-oh. Here come the judge. Here come the judge. Everybody know that he is the judge.
Bam, 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 bam. Boop, boop, bam, bam, bam. So what you just heard there was an audio track from the 1968 hit song Here Comes the Judge by one Pig Meat Market.
Here comes
a
the judge.
Comedy legend.
Here comes the
Here
judge.
Comes the judge. Here comes the judge. And yes, you've tuned into another episode of
Comedy History 101.
Where we school you in comedy. I, of course, am Harmon Leon. With me, as always, Scott Colonico. Scott, the court is now in session.
Here comes
Scott. Who's
going
to be coming
in?
Here comes the Scott.
Here comes Scott.
So, Scott, when I say the words, here comes the judge, what comes to mind? Other than what I just said comes to mind.
No, I will tell you what comes to mind is here comes the fudge from Baskin-Robbins.
Oh, God, you got so much information wrong there. Yes, it's here comes the fudge.
Right.
But if Baskin-Robbins put out that ice cream flavor, you know what they'd be facing?
What?
A lawsuit.
From who?
It's Tom and Jerry. Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's. Oh, do they call it Here Comes the Fudge?
Oh, wait. Here it says Baskin-Robbins.
No, dude. That was Baskin. That's the one. That's like, I remember that when I was a kid. That's like before I even knew about Here Comes the Judge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude, I apologize. I should be on Disgraced Comedy History 101.
Are we going to edit that out, dude? You can't lead off with a misleading.
I don't know. I think it makes me seem more human by keeping it in.
Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Everybody know that he is the judge.
But Here Comes the Judge is, I would say, is like kind of one of comedy's first memes. Pre-internet.
Yeah.
And if it's pre-internet, you know it also it's pre-YouTube.
Yeah, pre-viral videos.
Pre-Instagram, where they could have put big fonts on it.
Right.
With a closed caption.
Pre-Twitters. Like, you know, you could be the president and be Twittering about starting.
And
wars.
Also pre-Man on the Moon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Everybody know that he is the judge.
So let's backtrack. So that was a hit song made popular by Pig Meat Markham. I think we've talked about Pig Meat Markham
on maybe
two episodes on Comedy History 101, which you can check out on iTunes. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about him in the Moms Mabley episode because he co-starred with Moms Mabley in the 1948 movie Boarding House Blues.
Ooh, okay, yeah, all right.
And also, he got his start... Well, he didn't get it started. He was a comedy performer since the 1920s and would often play at the Apollo and, as they called it back in the day, the Chitlin Circuit.
Right.
And he got his nickname from a stage routine where he declared himself as Sweet Papa Pygmy.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Which is a great moniker. But Here Comes the Judge was sort of, I think... This also goes back to what we were saying, I think, another episode of ours where we talk about the history of joke thieves, where Who's on First wasn't actually, it originated from other vaudeville sketches. So what I've read is Here Comes the Judge was part of an old burlesque sketch. That maybe was performed by several people, but in the skit, Pygmy Markin, he would dress as a judge, and he'd be on the bench in a cap and gown, and it'd be a series of comic sort of vignettes where he would deliver judgments down on the frustrated accused by leaning over the bench and then smacking them with, what, Scott?
An inflatable bladder balloon. Yeah, hammer.
Here come the judge! Here come the judge!
What, like, is a balloon of a bladder, like a balloon of a human bladder, what? Or is this, like, I don't know. I'm reading here it was a bladder balloon.
Okay. Maybe it was, like, one of those, yeah, I don't know. The one on Laughing was, like, kind of a rubber mallet, but, like, an oversized one.
Oh, my God. So, spoiler alert, Scott just gave a spoiler alert of what happened to Here Comes the Judge and why it became a kind of comedic meme of the day.
Okay.
So just leading up to that, I think Pygmy first performed the Here Comes the Judge skit on the Ed Sullivan Show.
But we can't find, we've looked, I've looked for it. I can't find any visual record or recording of this.
I looked as well and couldn't find it, so yeah. I'll just have to go by words I find on the internet.
Okay, i.e. the Wikipedia page.
Okay, so again, being we can't find any Ed Sullivan footage, and it was hard to track down, Pygmy Markin's Here Comes the Judge could have gone into complete obscurity, but what, Scott, happened in 1968 by a member of the Rat Pack on a popular TV show put on by the creator of Turn On.
Yes, yes.
Okay, there's so many inside jokes of all past episodes that I've just put into that statement.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Do you know what I'm doing, dude? I'm feeding you the line.
Okay.
I'm throwing up the comedic softball for you to hit.
Hit.
Scott, swing that bat. What happened in 1968 when a member of the Rat Pack appeared on a TV show by the creator of Turn On? And what was that TV show called?
Here Come the Judge.
Yeah, that's the topic of today's episode.
But that's what happened, though. Here come. That was in Laughing.
Oh yeah, that's what I wanted you to tell everyone. Laughing. It was like so this was a popular, again, it was like a Pygmy Markin sketch. He would do it at the Apollo Theater, but Sammy Davis Jr. was on the popular comedy show Laughing, Rowan and Martin's Laughing, which launched the career of Goldie Hawn and Lily Tomlin amongst many, many others. So they were doing a courtroom sketch, and I believe we talked about this on the Turn On episode, that Sammy Davis Jr. thought it'd be funny if he put on, you know, the courthouse wig, and in between the courtroom sketch, he would just, like, dance through going, here comes the judge, here comes the judge.
Here come the judge, here come the judge, here come the judge, here come the judge.
It's pretty funny, actually.
Have you seen that clip?
Yeah,
because it's a clip with I don't know, Artie Johnson. Who's the guy that was in Blues Brothers?
Oh, Henry,
he played the Nazi.
Henry Gibson. He was in Nashville. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a comedy sketch with Henry Gibson in, I don't know who's actually playing the judge.
Yeah.
Where it's like little vignettes, and in between the little vignettes, Sammy Davis Jr. would just sort of walk on through, going, "Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge."
Why did you stick your knife into the plaintiff?
Well, I heard the police coming, and I had to hide it somewhere.
Here comes the judge! Here comes the judge! Here comes the judge! Here comes the judge! The judge, 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 the judge, judge.
And through that, it became a comedy meme. And through the success of that, you know, it regenerated popularity in Pygmy Markin, where he put out a 1968 song. And do you know what that song was called?
Here Come the Judge. Here Come the
Here
Judge.
Here Comes the Judge. Yeah, the song we played up front, which, okay, so not only did he get a hit song, I believe it reached number 19 on the charts.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we'll go down this avenue. It also spun off
about four other people doing their renditions of his song that also became like chart-topping hits.
Here come the
Yeah, I listened to some of the other ones. I listened to the Shorty Long one, and I don't know, man.
I think that's the most famous rendition is the Shorty Long version of Here Comes the Judge.
You can't go wrong with Pig Meat, you know?
Yeah, and there's Shorty Long, Here Comes the Judge. It reached number 83 and remained on the charts for 11 weeks. Oh, it peaked at number 8 for the week of July 6th. So that actually got the biggest chart topping. And it also reached number 4 on the R&B charts in that same period. And this was like in the same year that Pig Meats was released.
Yeah, I mean, so let me just give you a little bit of trivia that I dug up about
So Scott, you're going to give us a little bit of comedy history?
A little bit of trivia. No, it's not really. It's
comedy trivia.
Actually, it is.
Comedy history trivia.
It is kind of related to a recent episode, kind of tangentially to one of our recent episodes.
Which recent episode?
Ready? Are you sitting down? The people.
I was standing up. I'm going to have to sit down.
People who got fired from SNL. And it's kind of tangentially. Oh. Related to that, yeah.
Yeah, so, go ahead, yeah.
As we pulled off the helpful internet word page, one of the backup singers on the Pig Meat Markham version was Minnie Riperton. Are you familiar with her?
Was she fired from SNL?
No, but her daughter might have been, but wasn't. Her daughter is Maya Rudolph.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And Minnie...
I think, wasn't Minnie Riperton had the song... And now you get to hear me sing it.
Yeah.
Loving you is easy because you're beautiful.
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah. Wow, that's and Maya Rudolph's or Minnie, who? Am I pronouncing it all correctly?
Yeah, Maya Rudolph.
And that's her mom.
Yeah,
wow,
that's her mom.
I did not know that.
And the thing is, I think on that recording, because that song started as a lullaby, she would sing to Maya, and at the end of the song, you can kind of hear her saying Maya, like that Maya at the very end of it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you can actually hear a baby gurgle,
that would
and
be
that
weird.
Baby is Maya,
or like that and that Love roller coaster. You can hear the woman getting murdered outside, like that.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know about that one, dude. You know that
there's a whole
roller coaster. Of love. That's like the urban legend that you can hear a woman getting murdered outside the recording studio.
Here come the judge! Here come the judge! Everybody know that he is the judge!
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
And what course did they break into when they heard the woman being murdered? Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge.
That's what we said.
So also in 1960, so this is all like, I think it was like at the same time, like four different groups put out a Here Comes the Judge single.
Yeah.
So you also have the Magistrates. They kind of put on like a group ensemble version of the song.
Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Water in the courtroom. Here comes the judge.
So that reached number 54. So it's like every other week something was involving Here Comes the Judge hitting the charts.
Yeah. I mean, it was great. It was all over. And like I said, as we mentioned, yes, they did have a, there was a Baskin-Robbins ice cream flavor.
Here comes the fries.
Here comes the
fries. And also, that year, maybe in the same month, these are all released. Here comes Da Judge by the Bonavistas. I found that clip. Let me pop it up. This is the only one I haven't heard.
Okay.
Let's see what it
is. Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Oh, holy shit. I kind of like this one. It's kind of an instrumental. Okay, that one sort of doesn't have any words.
Yeah, I mean, other things like the apparently, so on the laugh-in, like Flip Wilson also played the judge, or Here Come the Judge guy, and I can't find any video of that.
And with I looked as well. Yeah, so that actually resurrected Pygmy Markham's career. Though I think his career was sort of going good. I think it's like he had his heyday in the 50s, maybe.
Right.
But because of the success of Here Comes the Judge by Sammy Davis Jr. resurrecting Here Comes the Judge, they would have Pygmy on Laugh-In playing the judge, and also Flip Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So there,
and I think there was one other person who.
Yeah,
played
there's
it.
A lot of other, there are a lot of people playing the judges, man. But we don't see any video. You'll have to take a trip to the when you go steal our copy of Turn On. You'll have to go see if you can find a Flip Wilson being the judge.
So from the success of from two successes, from the success not only of Laugh-In but also the Here Comes the Judge on Laugh-In, the TV show Hee Haw, which is basically a country version of Laugh-In.
Right, exactly.
They came up with they had a comedian named Archie Campbell play the character of Justice O'Peace.
Right, yeah.
Let me drop here.
I sold 5 million fabricated hearts. That's a lot. I told you it was fabricated.
All right, man. Oh, there it is, man.
Mel Tillis. Oh, my God. This looks sort of racist.
Yeah, man. Hee-haw.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, I'm all into the country music. Not the music itself, right. But I've been listening to or watching
Ken
Burns documentary. Yeah, it's just like a lot of good stories. Yeah. But Mel Tillis, who we just heard in that clip of Justice O'Peace, isn't it? He has kind of an interesting story.
Okay.
I'm almost all the way through. But so Hee Haw was a ripoff, a country ripoff.
Yeah, country ripoff.
I don't know if it's a ripoff of Laugh-In.
Yeah.
Also, what we've talked about on this podcast is we talked about the influences of the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Right.
And I guess there's a character. Was the character's name Sophie on that TV show? It was kind of like the bumpkin comedian who turned out to have a really posh background.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's sort of the history of Minnie Pearl.
Right.
She came from a really she studied like Shakespeare,
uh-huh.
And
wow.
Came from a wealthy family and then played the same type of bumpkin character.
Yeah, it's kind of like our good friend Dan Whitney.
Get her done.
Yeah,
is he from a posh family?
I don't know, but we were saying he started out as kind of just like a normal comedian until he.
No, he started out as like a, I think it was like a radio, a morning radio host.
Right, but then there was,
and that was like one of his characters.
Right, but then he would do normal stand up.
And then they go, all right, now it's time for, I'm going to do a little character.
I've seen clips of him doing normal stand up. So I think, you know, he started out.
How did that work for him?
Well, I
mean, not as successful as the other one.
Should we say it didn't get her done?
That's I added just as a footnote with my show Jokey Okey, I've added Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, that's awesome.
as the surprise danger spot.
Oh, no.
You don't want to land
on. Okay. All right.
So as a follow-up, the success of Pig, did you check any of this out, Scott? After the success of the song
Here Comes the Judge, and it's becoming a comedy meme. Pig Meat Martin had a couple of follow-up songs.
Yeah, including Sock It To 'Em, Judge, which combining two laugh-in phrases. Sock It To 'Em, Judge, The Hip Judge, and Your Wires Have Been Tapped. Like, probably referencing the Watergate scandal, which you could hear more about on our other podcast, This Is the President. Let me see.
Did you check out any of these songs?
No, I didn't see if I could find them.
Let me.
But I thought. Did you see what the title of Pig Meat's autobiography was? Could you take a wild guess?
I Pig Meat. Here Comes the Judge.
Here Comes the Judge. Yeah, you would think he might. He might do some kind of a clever play, like here comes the pig meat, maybe.
Here Comes Pig Meat, Don't Judge.
Oh, that's
because here he comes.
That's good, dude. That's even better. You should be.
Scott, I have a treat for you.
What?
And now, Sock It To 'Em, Judge.
All right.
Kind of has a good groove.
That's like a little James Brown. It's like a James Brown kind of thing.
It's on Jewel Records.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right. Enough of that.
All right.
Of the hip judge.
On the Chess label. On the Chess label, which also put out the original Here Comes the Judge. Did you hear The Hip Judge, by any chance?
No, I don't know if I want to.
All right, wait.
I thought this was our quick show, though, dude.
Oh, wait, okay, yeah.
But what?
Oh, no, but I see.
Okay,
you know
well, we're here.
This?
It's already there. Let's hear it.
Wait. There. Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah.
Put out in 1968 as well. He was cranking out the Judge hits.
Yeah, I know. I love. He had his niche. Yeah, Harmon. I just want to say this is the one thing that was pretty amazing. Like, if we're still talking about Here Comes the Judge, which I've been led to believe, this is the one bit of trivia that we dug up about this, because I'd seen the car, but I didn't realize it had any kind of relation to Here Come the Judge whatsoever.
Yeah.
And that was...
What's that?
That was GM launched their version of the Pontiac GTO, which if you pay... Mm-hmm. If you could get it customized with extra $300 at the time, then $1969, they would put it...
Yeah.
They would put a logo on the side of the car that said The Judge.
Oh, wow.
And it's one of those muscle cars. But this is a car that you see in the beginning of Dazed and Confused.
Oh, cool. Well, yeah. I like that car.
Yeah, that's the Judge.
With Matthew McConaughey going, what I like is the older I get, they all stay the same.
Yeah, I don't think he's driving the Judge. I think, like, the hippie dude's driving the Judge. But he might be. I don't remember. But that's, like, the very first car you see is the Judge. And I never realized it comes from Here Comes the Judge.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Nice. And just to round us off, here is Pig Meat Markham's Your Wire's Been Tapped. I already like it. Okay, we got, kind of not as good as Here Comes the Judge.
No, dude, you can't get wrong with that. Man, here's the thing. I keep saying that Flip Wilson was kind of the first guys to start doing Here Comes the Judge, but I can find no evidence of that. No video evidence.
No, it was Pygmy Markham who was, like, the first guy. It was a sketch he did.
But I think Flip...
But he's probably... Flip made it famous.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. That why can we find no video evidence of that anywhere? On this thing called
Maybe the production company that owns the rights to it has scrubbed it from YouTube.
Dude, everything's on YouTube. It'll be
really? How about Pygmy Markham on Ed Sullivan?
Which isn't. Well, that's what I'm saying. But did that really happen? That's what I'm saying. If it's not there.
Do you find any Ed Sullivan clips on it on YouTube?
Oh yeah, dude, plenty of Ed Sullivan. Just can't find Pig Meat Markham on Ed Sullivan.
But Scott, I guess since we're rounding down here and we've gotten to the bottom of the Google Doc, what is your takeaway of not only Pig Meat Markham, but Here Comes the Judge as a comedy meme and its place in comedy history?
I think it was just it proudly led the banner of. Meme-based comedy, even way back before we had even landed on the moon.
Here comes the judge! Here comes the judge! Everybody know that he is the judge!
That's right. And also, what the songs... I don't think it could take the complete credit, but if you listen to it, especially the very beginning, it had the seeds of rap music. So like he's doing the spoken word over it. So and it has a great beat, and it was a song... that not only like Sammy Davis Jr., turned it into a famous classic, but four different renditions of the song came out in the same year and they all made it into the charts.
Yeah, that's how much that, I mean, it was like Judge, it was Here Come the Judge Mania. It was like Beatlemania, but with a judge.
Yeah, and again, since there was no internet at the time, I guess that was the closest thing to making it a comedy meme by just having other people do their version of the song.
Right, yeah. Oh, no, it was big. Laughing was like, you know, there's so many things. The thing I did notice when we were doing research for this episode, which we do research, that I didn't realize that I saw an episode of Laughing where Ringo Starr was in the trapdoors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said something Englishy, Liverpool-y. But he was out promoting his movie, The Magic Christian. So that must have been 60.
You mean the movie he did with Peter Sellers?
Yeah, that movie he did in 68 or 69.
Do you ever watch that?
I've watched it. And also, you know, that movie's has John Cleese in his first role.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I think Cleese and Chapman had a writing credit on it. They didn't write the whole screenplay, but they were... they do have a writing credit on it. I think that's why I started watching. Would you say unwatchable?
No, it's not unwatchable. It's very 60s. Isn't that? It's very in that, you know, 60s psychedelic kind of way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And with Cleese and Chapman as the comedy writing team as a credit.
But,
and with that, I think that does it for, unless you have any other Here Comes the Judge takeaways.
But related to that, I was just going to say that Cleese actually has a speaking role on the movie.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
He plays a snooty art gallery owner.
And if you want to know more about John Cleese, you can check out our episode on the German episodes of Monty Python.
Exactly. Here comes the judge! Here comes the judge! Everybody know that he is the judge!
Check it out on our site, Comedy History 101. And with that, I think we wrap it up for Here Comes the Judge. It's time to... plug away.
All right,
Scott. What do you have to plug?
That was great. Echo. Well. First of all, as you'll hear at the end.
Yeah, I'm like the guy in the Police Academy movies like where I can make my voice sound like with like all the audio filters.
Harmon.
Do you meet him? I met him in Edinburgh. Like Miles was like buddies with him.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah, yeah. He was always at the abattoir.
Okay.
I met him and his wife.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
That's odd. All right. No, but I didn't meet him, but I met the other guy. I met the guy who played the sergeant. Like he used to live in Austin or something.
Steve Guttenberg?
No, the guy, the angry sergeant guy.
Bobcat Goldthwait?
No, the guy who was in charge, the guy who was always like, my police academy recruit, sir. That guy.
Here comes the judge! Here comes the judge! Everybody know that he is the judge!
So what were we talking about? We were plugging away. One more time. I don't know if you know it, but now you do. Harmon and I do another podcast called This is a President, where we talk all things presidential and using found audio that I pull in from the internet and all places we can find. And today, oh boy, because there's so much presidential stuff going on right now. We just did an episode about Richard Nixon kind of getting his drink on and talking to George Bush, which really happened. We have a phone call record of it. Unlike Trump, who apparently has some recordings of those phone calls. So that's that. And then also, I wrote and directed a movie that Charman produced called Everything You Want to Know About Sudden Birth, But We're Afraid to Ask, which has been showing all around the nation. Too many places to talk about right now, but if you want to know more about where you can see it next, just go to my website, scottcolonico.com/suddenbirth. And that's it.
Here, here. And I've been plugging away so much lately, I won't even do a plug away, what? But I do have a book out called Tribe Spotting Undercover Culture Stories. You can get it on Amazon, but you can also get it on other websites that sell books as well.
Okay,
I could say leave a comment on Amazon when you pick it up, but you guys don't even leave comments on iTunes about the very podcasts that you're listening to.
I know, so many of you are listening to.
That would really help us out with advertisers, so really I guess sad. You won't be doing that as well.
Angry Harmon again. Can I just plug one more thing? Is that in addition to our other podcast, This is the President, we also have a YouTube channel where we'll be posting all our fun presidential phone calls, which you can find on YouTube by just going in and typing This is the President, and you'll be right there.
Hear, hear. Yes. And thanks a lot for tuning in to another episode of
Comedy History 101.
Where we school you in comedy. Thanks a lot, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Good thing about doing comedy in Russia, you have captured audience.
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Comedy History 101.
Yes, ma'am, I read you loud and clear. Yes, ma'am, this is... Yes, ma'am, this is... This is the President.
Hey, everyone. Scott here. You just finished our Comedy History 101 podcast. So you like comedy and history. Then you should try out our other podcast, This is the President. In every episode, I dig up some found audio from one of our presidents and play it for Harmon, who's never heard it before. Then we talk about it. From Truman to Trump, we cover all your favorite presidents and not-so-favorite ones. You can also hear Harmon sounding off about current events and the state of America today. And, if you're lucky, you might be able to catch us reading customer reviews of Trump products on Amazon. You can subscribe to This is the President on iTunes, Google Play, Last.fm, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just search for This is the President, subscribe, and together we'll make America great again.